Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DKOB. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call One Voice, One Voice. I am reading from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, and from verse 1. It says that certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, saying, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. We see from this passage, firstly, that some men, they arose, they came down from Judea. History has it that these men are called the Judaizers. They came, they originated from the midst of the church in those days, and were going around teaching Judaism mixed with Christianity. They arose with their own independent opinions about what the teaching of Christ should be. They were called the Judaizers. And their teaching was, unless you are circumcised as Moses' law taught, you can't be saved. Now, this their teaching was a direct assault on the very core of our Christian faith. It was a direct assault on the foundation of Christianity, and this had a very negative impact on the believers of those days, because questions began to arise. People began to doubt their salvation, the Gentiles. The implication of this people's teaching was that there was a great doubt by the Gentiles as to whether they were indeed saved or not. This was an attack of the enemy. And today we have so many of such occurrences of people who rise up from our midst and begin to teach all sorts of doctrines that are unwholesome to our faith, all sorts of doctrines that question the very core of the teachings of Jesus Christ. You know, there can be no Christianity without doctrine. So because of this uncertainty, the church sent Paul and Barnabas to the council. Now, in those days in Jerusalem, there was a church ruling council which comprised of the 12 apostles of Christ. That's the apostles of the Lamb. And then the elders of the churches. The churches in those days were being led and being ruled by the elders. They were called elders. Elders, overseers, bishops, pastors, they're all the same. They were able to come together to form a quorum. They didn't shy away from the doctrinal issue that was at stake. We should learn a lesson from these people today. They didn't shy away from the doctrine. A lot of church leaders, a lot of believers today shy away from doctrinal discussions. There can't be a Christian faith without doctrine. Christianity without doctrine is no Christianity. You are in Christ, you are a Christian because of a doctrine. And you will continue because of sound doctrine. So, avoiding doctrinal discussions and confrontation will not help us in our present day. So there was a doctrinal issue on ground, there was a doctrinal issue at hand, and they came together in unity, in harmony, in humility, in meekness, to really address this issue. Because they realized the impact, the negative impact on the body of Christ as a whole. The implication of this doctrine in circulation was that the Gentiles round the world were not entitled to salvation by grace through faith. The implication was that the Gentiles would not have open and easy access to Christ. So they had to discuss it. They debated it, they discussed it, they looked at the facts, they looked at scripture, they considered prophecy and a couple of things before they arrived at their conclusion. This wasn't a denomination thing. This wasn't about a denomination or a man or a charismatic leader. This was about the body of Christ. Are you a member of a denomination or a member of the church? God recognizes the church, which is the body of Christ. They address this issue as the church, the fullness of him that fills all in all. They address this issue as the body of Christ. So they prayerfully came to a conclusion, because in verse 28 they said, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." So it was not just about looking at scripture and some form of doctrinal exegesis and discussions and theological narratives, but they did it in a mood of prayer and sensitivity to the Spirit. They considered the spirit of prophecy, and they allowed the Holy Spirit to work on their hearts to arrive at their conclusion. In verse 8, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." This is the approach to address a lot of doctrinal issues that are plaguing the body of Christ today. For so many men have crept into our midst and are peddling all sorts of destructive heresies, peddling all sorts of dangerous teachings to their own peril. These men are only interested in their bellies, as the scripture describes in 1 Timothy 6 and also Jude chapter 1. They are interested only in their bellies. They are interested in their sinister motives. They are interested only in their self-aggrandizing agenda. We must come together as one voice, as a body of Christ, to sincerely look at a lot of things and contradicting a lot of controversial doctrines we have today, in the spirit of humility and unity and oneness. We must recognize the apostolic working among us, the working of the church elders, the working of the leaders in the body, and address these issues. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need counseling, you need a miracle, you can reach out to us via email info@project-charis.org. info@project-charis.org. Thank you very much.